Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so don't be afraid to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Back from the break, ladies and gentlemen.
The break.
That was Burke Bacharach.
Okay.
Singing some song that you clearly love.
Genie in a Bottle.
Genie in a Bottle.
One of his hits.
Him and Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep.
One of their rare duets. Rare duets.
Rare as in it's only happened once, and it was for a Christina Aguilera cover.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. I mean, I don't question the artist, you know?
You shouldn't.
No. We're a little bit late, by the way, and I'd like
to... releasing this one?
I'd like to publicly apologize.
For what, Jack? What did you do?
For being insanely sick. And...
You know what?
I don't know if they can hear that, if that translates in my voice right now, but I'm still a little bit sick.
Yeah, but at this point, there's no excuses.
Yeah.
If you're vomiting, if you have a fever, you put on a jacket, you bring a bucket, and you do the podcast.
Yep.
So, I'm glad you formally apologized.
The problem was, I was scheduled to do three voices in my Ace Ventura talking butt thing.
Right.
And I didn't want to cough.
Okay.
While doing that and have what they call in the biz a slip up.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That you didn't do quotation marks.
I didn't want to get any Hershey's Kisses on your microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that portion of it, I guess.
Yeah. So, you... just left the airport in Washington. Yeah, you're with all your friends.
Let's redo this. Start with episode one.
Yeah.
No,
you just told your mom.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to leave.
My dad's upset. Where do we leave? With Tony is the split, right? That was the last one. The split.
So the last thing.
The big old split.
Excuse me, please. Last thing you talked about was giving him the can opener.
Yeah.
And
no, passing. I talked about sleeping. I went to the mansion, or not the mansion, but the vacation house afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we split. It's been a day now.
Yeah.
That we've split, and I gave him the can opener.
Right.
And that was the last time I saw him. It was like a really weird, like, being on my own, like, even for this first day. Like, that first night, I'm like, kind of jokingly to myself, like, okay, this is cool. It's the first night away from Tony, and I'm sleeping in a nice house with, like, these people who are making me dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
This is amazing. But I knew that in the long run, I was by myself until Key West.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like it hit me. Yeah. It hit me. It was a weird feeling. And I know, like, Tony felt the same way.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like a weird situation.
And I'm not trying to be funny. I know I do a lot of jokes, but were you afraid at all?
Because nights were always rough, even with Tony and with Cody and Claude and whoever else. Like,
yeah.
I mean, nights finding a place to camp, and then, like, sometimes we had to sleep in, like, private property areas and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I got to do all this by myself now. Like, I'm going to have to find a place to camp. At least, like, you know, I can pick it, and I can just choose wherever, whenever, stop whenever I want to. I'm like, but it kind of sucks. Like, I'm going to be alone at night on the side of the road. But, you know, whatever. I endured. And I forgot to mention that when Tony and I first split, like, the last time I talked to him after the can opener incident and after I walked past him for the last time.
Hey, do you have my knife?
Yeah. State Trooper did pull to the side because we were pushing, like, those carts that we had now. Like, we each had a cart. And people thought we had babies in them. So they were, like, calling, and they were calling the police, and the state trooper, like, pulled to the side.
Hey, man, give me that baby.
And he's like, oh, you don't have a baby in there? I was like, no. And he's like, oh, we're getting a lot of complaints. Like, people are calling the police telling us that there's two guys walking on the side of the road. Like, two guys with two babies, I guess, is, like, what they were imagining, which is, like, a weird situation.
What goes through people's heads?
But it was, like, it was just, like, my backpack in the cart with, like, Gatorade and stuff.
Was that a baby?
It's not a baby.
Is that a York peppermint patty?
It was just, like, a weird situation. Like, I imagine, like, because we were split up by this time. Like, I'm walking ahead of Tony, like, a couple miles, that, like, somebody driving by must have seen me with the
There's
car and be like,
another guy
oh
with
my God,
baby.
Yeah, yeah. And then the next person, what is with this?
Yeah.
What's with these weird guys and babies?
Just walking along the interstate. So when I showed him the state trooper, like I talked to him a little bit and he's like, oh yeah, we heard that there's two guys. He's like, but you guys aren't walking together. I go, no, actually we just split up like not too long, like today.
And the guy was like, you're so brave.
I know. He's like, do it by yourself. You got this. No, but he was like, oh, well, that's interesting. So I'm like telling him kind of the story. Then he went to go meet with Tony.
Oh God.
Then he came back to me.
He goes, he says something about a can opener.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if he's like trying to get us back together? Yeah. Like, listen, guys, can't you sort out your differences and just come pull together?
He wanted me to give you this. Yeah. And it's a can.
It's a wrapped.
No, it's a can of beans without the pop top.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't have a can opener. He goes,
I know.
Guess what?
It's wrapped in just wrapping paper.
You do now.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of Tony to the can opener.
And then he just gives me a pen and paper and says, write him something.
Yeah.
Let me take it back to him.
Come on.
Tell him how you feel.
I'm not doing anything today.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not that busy today.
Meanwhile, 30 miles down the road, there are two guys hauling ass with a couple of babies.
Yeah.
In their carts.
Oh, definitely. Just getting away. Scot-free.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
No, but the state trooper guy was like a nice guy. And I remember telling him like, oh, like, well, he said, oh, so like you guys, this is, you're splitting up. So you're walking all the way by yourself. Like, that's going to be interesting. I go, yeah. I'm like, I'll figure it out. I'm like, the only thing that sucks is I don't have my tent because I gave it to Tony. I'm like, so I don't have a tent right now. I'm like, is there a place in town, like the next town I was going to hit? I was like, is there a place there where I can buy a tent? He's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, there's nothing in the next town. He's like, but there might be a motel, but I don't think there is. I'm like, well, I'll figure something out. He's like, all right. He's like, well, if you want, I probably have an extra tent at my house. He's like, tomorrow. He's like, you know, I'll be out here on the road. He's like, I'll just stop by and give you a tent. So I was like, oh, for sure. Like, that'd be awesome. He's like, all right. So he's like, we'll try to figure out something for tonight, and then I'll give you the tent. I'm like, do you want my phone number or anything to find me? He's like, nah, I'm just going to be driving along the highway. He's like, I'll see you. I'm like, okay. So
that's weird.
Yeah. So, like, luckily I stayed with those people. They found me under the overpass, which is, like, a weird situation. But they picked me up, and I slept there. And then when they dropped me off the next day, I went to this bike shop to get, because I had, I forgot to mention this too, I bought solid tube tires for the cart because I didn't want air tires in case they popped.
Yeah.
So I bought solid tube tires, but I couldn't get them on by myself. They're like way too strong. Like
industrial strength.
It's like really, like they're tight to get on the rim. So I went, luckily they had a bike shop in this town. I forget the name of the town, but the guys there, I said, hey, I'm walking across the country. Can you help me get these tube tires on? And they're like, yeah, okay, dude, no lie, we were there for like an hour and a half, like three of us, two of the guys who work there and me, trying to get these solid tube tires onto this rim.
Wow.
And it just took like the longest time. It was so hard to snap it in. And then when we got the first one, they're like, I just saw like the dread in their, like, all right, let's do this next one. So it took another like 45 minutes.
Really? I was going to say, I bet you the second one was faster.
No, it was faster, but not by a lot. I mean, it still took like total time, I think, was like an hour and a half that it took.
And you're sitting there like, thanks, guys.
And then I was like, I went to pay them and they're like, no, dude, you're good. I was like, no, like I just took an hour and a half of your time when, you know, you have other people's bikes to work on. They're like, no, it's not a big deal. You're walking across the country. I'm like, are you sure? Like, I try to give them like a tip.
Nobody does anything in this town.
Yeah, like, this is it. This is we have the bike shop and then places where we live, and that's it.
The bike shop, one cop, and places where we live.
Yeah, and the houses, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. I'm like, thanks. So I took off, and that next day, the cop did stop by. Yeah. And not only did he bring me a tent, he brought me Gatorade, too, like a 10-pack of Gatorade. And I threw it in the cart. But the tent he got...
Did he say if he caught up with Tony at all?
Yeah, he did. He gave Tony some Gatorade, too, he told me. He didn't buy Tony a tent. But what happened was he had to buy me the tent because he couldn't find one in his shed. So he's like, I went to Walmart and just bought you a tent. I'm like, oh.
Just went to Walmart and got you one.
I'm like, cool. He had to go to Walmart into a, like another town, though, because there wasn't one here.
He's
so.
Like, I left you a couple picks inside.
Yeah, they were nice. They were pretty.
Thoughtful.
It's just like him laying down on like a nice sofa bed.
On your tent?
Yeah. With the tent.
Like, yeah, he's like, I was really.
He's in the tent reading.
I was really generous. with your tent.
Yeah. Hey, you got to break it in.
Listeners, I'm so sorry. By now, you know I make everything weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I
mean, we're
on
episode 19. It's
yeah, and I'm apologizing now.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
Halfway through.
Yeah, it's probably because I'm sick and just on the mend, and my heart needs to feel better.
You're a little bit slow. You can't get those jokes out as quick right now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you're like apologizing. You're like,
sorry, gang.
Yeah, you know, guys, you know I'd be making more jokes.
Yes,
at this point,
you know we'd be
can't.
Back to Dildo Tana in a heartbeat.
Dude, somebody hashtagged it.
Did they really?
Not on Twitter, on Instagram.
Ah.
Yeah, on Instagram they...
I'm going to find that now.
It was like a fan of ours said that they were waiting for the next episode. And I told him, like, this one came out a little bit later because you were like we were sick. I was sick last week and you were sick this weekend or whatever. So... I told them where we were going to release it, and they put like Mondildo or Dildo Tanner.
Mondildo.
Like it's on
Mondildo.
It's on the walk across or the Across America picture.
Oh, okay. This one?
The one with the turvis.
The trees?
No. It's the one with the turvis where. Because my mom, this is weird. My mom bought me.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Those thermoses or whatever, but she got it where it put the picture of Across America because my mom's proud of me.
View all two comments. One of them,
yeah.
Well, one of them ours. Is our response,
of course.
O'Neill, Drew, love you, buddy. Dildo Tana, that's it.
There you go.
All right. Sorry, I took so long to look at that. Way to fill the space, Rob.
I was just waiting. Like, I'm patient.
Look at that.
I'm patient.
Hashtag Dildo Tana.
But yeah, I mean, like the state trooper was nice, and I feel bad because the guy gave me his card after he gave me like the Gatorade. He's like, "Here's my card. Like, let me know when you get to Key West. Like, I'd like to know like if you make it." And I'm like, "For sure." And I lost his card.
No,
I don't know what happened.
Dude.
I think it fell. I think I had it in like my pocket. Like, I thought I put it in my wallet.
He thought you were dead.
Yeah, he probably did. He's probably like on Google trying to find it. It's like, oh, dude, I think this guy died.
Kind faced man with tent.
Yeah, I don't think I gave him my name.
Damn.
I did have a website, though, and I gave him the website, but he never contacted me or anything. But he gave me his car. I felt bad. I don't know what happened to it.
Did
Must
you
have
collect
just fell
it?
Out of my pocket.
Well, that might be it for another episode.
Okay. Panicked.
I almost asked about where you pooped.
Okay, yeah, don't do that. Not yet. But I'm trying to, walking by myself, though, like, for those few days, like, I was heading towards Big Timber, because this was, you know, we split up right outside of Bozeman, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, I walked through Big Timber and, like, all these other kind of, like, just smaller towns. Slept on the side of the road. There was, let me see if I wrote it down. Let me see. Big Timber I hit. Big Timber, when I went through Big Timber, my mom actually sent me a care package. And, like, I had to get to the post office before it closed. And I got there and it was just like beef jerky, trail mix. But my mom like always sends like a bunch of stuff. It was like more. Luckily, I had a cart now.
She sent a teddy bear. Like
yeah,
a
yeah,
big one.
Yeah. Like with a heart. Good work.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Fine work, son. Yeah.
It was a singing teddy bear too.
Like, what's this other human-sized package right next to me? Diane?
She did. She did buy me like a 5-pound bag of like trail mix, which luckily I had the cart, so it was like awesome. But if I had to carry that shit, I'd be like, oh, this I might not take all of it.
Thanks for the extra 5 pounds, mom.
Yeah, but then again, mom, appreciate it. I had the cart,
right?
I throw it all in there, wasn't on my back, didn't care.
Yeah,
and I had extra food, beef jerky, like 10-pound bag,
beef jerky for days.
Yeah, oh, beef jerky was the shit, man.
Yeah,
beef jerky was like the best thing to eat.
You're just walking down the road, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself.
No, I tried to hold off because I didn't want to eat it all in like one day. Because I could have. I could have just sat on the side of the road and just ate like a whole bag. Because I was eating a lot on
beef
the side
jerky
of the road.
Does not last long around me.
Yeah, no. And I noticed, like, you know, I'm a pretty skinny dude, but I was eating a lot of food like on the side of the road. Granted, you're walking the whole time. You're burning calories.
Yeah.
But... Yeah,
that's worth noting, though. I mean, the amount of you probably had to be sitting there eating all day. Otherwise, you're not going to get as much walking done because, you know, your body's going to run out of that fuel. So those healthy fats, the nuts, the salted meat, that's straight fuel when you're doing something like that.
Dude, Cliff bars. I was going through Cliff bars and Builder bars, like all the like protein bars, all that kind of stuff. Like just and like I for me, when I was walking with Tony. We would stop for like lunch and we would stop for dinner and stuff like that. But when I started walking by myself, I actually didn't like, I would stop every once in a while, but I didn't have like a set time.
You'd stop for brunch now.
Yeah. Brunch and dinner.
Supper.
Yeah. No, but I would like, I would kind of just stop, eat a Clif Bar, and then keep walking.
Why would you, would you stop to eat the Clif Bar?
Exactly. I meant like I would stop, get it out of the bag, and then I'd keep walking eat it. Every once in a while, I would stop to rest just so I wasn't constantly walking on my legs.
Here's a question that I don't think we asked.
Okay.
You have all this food.
Yep.
You're walking this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's not a plentiful amount of garbage cans along the side of the road.
Yeah.
Did you have a garbage pouch, or did you poison the ozone and ruin the future home for our children?
Listen, I love nature so much that I would not litter on there.
Good man.
The only time I littered was with the toilet paper,
because
I'm not taking that with me.
No, I'm not packing that up.
No, but you bury it. You bury it all, so it's all good.
I'm not even burying it.
I don't want used toilet paper flying. I always thought about that. Like, if it was just, like, flying through the air, that'd be gross.
Hey, Tony's in the back wind.
That's great. Yeah, no, that would be disgusting.
He just walks
like,
up.
Even if you're just driving and you just see, like, toilet paper just hits your windshield.
Oh, my God.
That'd be so disgusting.
And there was just a little nugget.
Oh, my God.
Little peanut butter milkshake.
Nope. Gross. Nope. Always buried it.
Blap.
Yeah, always buried it. But, no, the trash, I actually had... me and Tony bought in Washington when we went to like an REI sports store. We stopped at one in like one of those towns, and we bought like a plastic pouch because we were going through the mountains. We're like, in case of bears, like let's hide. Like it's a sealed pouch, so you just throw it all your food that's open in there, close it, and it's like a Ziploc bag. Like they can't smell through it. It's like made for the outdoors.
One of my favorite things though is like. Is that show The Office, and Dwight on that show is in love with bears.
Yeah.
Bears and he's always talking about, a bear can smell a salami from 5 miles away, Michael.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, man, I wonder about that.
They can. They can smell. I mean, I don't know if it's as good as like a shark with blood in the water
thing. It's also not like instant. You know, right. Open it up and a bear 5 miles away. Yeah,
oh, shit.
Got him.
Yeah. It's just like turns into Predator.
Exactly.
No, that's the thing is I would eat.
Candy?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I would eat my food, and if it had like wrappers and stuff, even like the beef jerky, I would fold it up and put it into this because it was a pretty big pouch.
Yeah.
And like I would just seal it shut at night because I was more worried at night, like waking up to like
easy,
you know, like Lost World with the T-Rex head coming into my tent kind of thing.
Well, in that scenario you're already okay because you're already frozen solid.
Yeah, I'm not gonna move, you know what I mean? They're attracted
the
to
T-Rex is going to be very confused because he's going to have heard a loud engine roaring in that tent and then complete silence.
Yeah.
But I'd be sitting there, oh my gosh, I would attract so many bears.
Oh, yeah. And, luckily, never saw a bear. I wouldn't mind seeing one. I wouldn't want it to approach me.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing one from very far away.
Yeah. There was a lot of times where I was like kind of up on the road and I looking down. If I saw a bear down there, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be like sleeping and then open my tent and see a bear right outside.
You've seen the video of the trail, the hikers on the trail that are walking.
With the cubs.
There's a mountain lion.
Oh, really?
Standing on the trail.
I think I did see that. I think you might have shown
And they don't do what I do and instantly turn around and start walking the other way.
Yeah.
Well, because the mountain lion turns around and runs the other direction. So they're like, oh, okay, cool, let's see.
Right. Oh, and
so they walk up around the bend to see where the cougar is, and they're looking down the trail, which goes on a ways.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They're like, huh, guess he's gone. They keep turning. He's like 10 feet above them on the cliff above, watching them. And they're like, what do we do? And I'm like, well, first of all, dumbass.
You shouldn't have gone
around the corner in the first place. That thing is quite literally engineered to murder you.
Yep. That would be...
That's the only thing that thing does, murder you.
That's what they're known for. That's why Cougar stands for murder cat.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that.
Cougar is synonymous with murder.
That's one thing, like, yeah, I don't know what I would do in that situation. I know bear, like, they say with bears, like, usually you can make a lot of noise. That's why they actually have, like, bells and stuff that you can put on when you're hiking to make noise. And usually bears will turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
They're not going to, like, approach. But grizzlies, I do know, are a little bit more
grizzlies to, like, know they're bigger than you.
Yeah. And they're, like, kind of a little bit more ferocious than, like, a black bear or brown bear and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
The grizzly could much more easily accidentally kill you.
Yeah. Just like, touching you with their paw.
Like, bat one good pow and your neck could be broken.
But that's the whole thing, is like the whole play dead situation. I don't know. On the spot, like, God, like that would be so freaky. Like,
yo, I could play dead, but somebody's going to have to de-shit my pants.
Dude, and not only that, it's like, even if you play dead, what if it just bit you one time? You're going to go, ha, ha, ha.
But
like,
that surge of fear and adrenaline might keep your mouth shut.
I mean, maybe.
I'm not
painful.
I'm not willing to test that theory whatsoever.
Listen, I'm just saying, I'm glad I didn't see any bear on this trip. I saw deer. I saw, I heard animals outside my tent. There were a few times where I heard like animals like scratching at my tent and stuff. I just assumed it was like a possum or
probably
raccoon or something. But
yeah. Snakes.
Snake.
Probably not at this point in your journey.
No, actually in Montana though, and I'm going to get a little bit, get to this point soon, but there's a lot, like in southern Montana, started seeing like rattlesnakes on the side of the road. A lot of them were dead because they would get hit by cars because you know they're on the rock to get heat and stuff,
right,
on the pavement. But a lot of them were dead, and I had to kind of like avoid them because I didn't know if one of them was alive or not.
Yeah, my dad used to say this thing, he used to always make me laugh. There's only three types of snakes I'm afraid of: a live one, a dead one, and a stick that looks like one.
Nice.
Be like, amen, Dad.
That's true. That's true.
Dude, yeah. And on that note, mention this podcast anywhere and everything is free.
There you go.
You know?
Including this podcast.
Yep.
You can continue to listen to it for free.
Yep. And we love you. And there's so many places you could find this. But if you're here on episode 19, you know what they are.
You know where to find us.
But Rob stole my card because he got tired of me doing my outro.
Just say, go to
anything at 7lamb.com.
7lamb. And if you want to follow us on Instagram or Twitter, at 7lambpodcasts, or on Facebook, facebook.com/podcasts. Yeah. And we update all the stuff so you can check it out.
Yep, we do. And keep tweeting at us any questions you have for myself. Mm-hmm. Rob's here too.
Yeah.
So whatever you shoot at us. Bye, guys.
This has been a 7lamb production.